Page 86, Exercise 4. You are going to hear a conversation about an unusual project in the USA. Listen to the first part of the conversation and complete the sentences. Part 1.
Hi, Paul. Where are you going?
Hi, Lucy. I'm going to my heroism class.
Heroism class? What's that?
It's part of the Heroic Imagination Project that my school has recently started. It's a special project to teach students how to become heroes.
What? Are you serious? I thought heroes were just born that way.
The founder of the project, the psychologist Philip Zimbardo, said that that's what most people think. He explained that according to popular belief, heroes are people who have special qualities which make them brave. But Zimbardo believes that heroes aren't more powerful than other people. A hero is just an ordinary person who does something extraordinary. Therefore, people can be taught to be heroes. It's an amazing idea, isn't it?
If you say so. Are you really learning how to do extraordinary things?
Yes, it's quite challenging, actually.
Do you study famous heroes in order to get ideas?
Yeah, that's one part of the program. But we also study people who have learned to do the opposite. I was quite shocked by some of the stuff we discussed. For example, Zimbardo conducted a very disturbing experiment. He wanted to study how people behave in prisons, so he asked volunteers to play the part of prison guards and other volunteers to play the part of prisoners. The volunteers were all ordinary people. But soon, the guards started treating the prisoners very badly. The prisoners started to feel helpless and become depressed.
You're right. That is disturbing to see how people can learn to be heroes on the one hand, but also learn to do terrible things on the other.
Yes, but at least it gave Zimbardo the idea for his project.